Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're getting word that after 10 days of deliberations, the jury has reached a verdict in the trial of a Philadelphia doctor accused of killing a patient and four babies allegedly born alive in illegal late-term abortions. Earlier this morning, the jury told the judge it was deadlocked on two counts against Dr. Kermit Gosnell, two out of the five murder charges, and his co-defendant, but it wasn't clear which charges. Gosnell has become a flashpoint in the debate over abortion. As we said, we're waiting to hear what the jury's verdict might have been, and while we do that, let's bring in Art Kaplan, head of bioethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center. We often bring him in to look at stories through an ethical prism. And Art, just as we heard today, there was the jury said they were deadlocked on two of these five counts. People may be well aware of this story, just a horrific scene in this this clinic in West Philadelphia. One investigator said it was like a bad gas station bathroom. You called it a cesspool, just a filthy clinic in which it's alleged that this doctor killed babies born alive. So people might be wondering, why might a jury even be deadlocked?
Probably the reason for a deadlock, and it's speculative, but I suspect they probably got hung up for a little while on the issue of, were the babies born alive? Did the Dr. Gosnell, kill them all, or were some of them born dead? Remember, he did try to use drugs to kill the babies inside the woman's body. Some of them may have been born dead or dying in the process. That might have made the murder charge in those instances not stick.
Yeah, and we know that his lawyer did argue that none of the babies born alive could have survived because they'd been given this fatal abortion drug. And this reminds us, you know, just of this idea of late-term abortions, which are not legal in Pennsylvania, are legal in other areas, and there is a procedure for them. But he is also accused of just not knowing what he's doing, so that he had a better, or we could say worse, chance of having a baby born alive, as opposed to using the drugs that might have aborted this baby sooner. And why would that be needed? Late-term abortion is a very controversial topic, but there are reasons for having them.
There are, and some of them are medical reasons. Some women only find out relatively late in pregnancy that their fetus has a condition that is incompatible with life. Terrible things. Babies born with their brains malformed so that they couldn't possibly live, other genetic conditions that make it impossible for them to eat food, other things that don't allow them to have energy in their bodies to metabolize things. These things cause death happily. They're very, very rare. A lot of the pregnancies end in stillbirths, but some of them make it to birth, and women say, I don't want to deliver this child. I want to start again as fast as I can to try and have another child.
Yeah.
There are also women who wait, and they wait too long, or they don't realize they're pregnant for whatever reason, and they put it off. Sometimes it's rape. Sometimes it's an incestuous situation. Sometimes it's inexplicable. But those happen. They're rare, too, but they do.
Well, and this brings us to where Dr. Gosnell sort of fit into the national debate over abortion, each side seizing on his story. How so?
When you're anti-abortion, this doctor is your poster boy. He basically doesn't know what he's doing. He has an inept staff. He works in horrific conditions. He's accused of also causing the death of one of the women, in addition to being accused of killing these live-born babies. He's breaking the law left and right. So people look at that and say, look, this is what abortion is all about. It's monsters like this who do it. At the other end of the spectrum, pro-choice people have looked at this case and said, this guy is a quack, and he is a backroom butcher, and he shouldn't be out there. But if you don't liberalize abortion laws and make it possible for some late-term abortions to take place, this is what you're going to get. So you can read it either way.
Well, and especially since he served a poor community, abortion rights supporters are saying this is what happens when we don't monitor and streamline and offer not just abortion services, but health services, which brings you to your conclusion. While each side argues, you say what?
I say, let's make sure that we don't need this kind of doctor around. The fact that this trial happened and these terrible circumstances were discovered very, very late in the game before harm was done. We should be aggressively promoting contraception. It does prevent unwanted pregnancies. It's still too hard for people to get. We should be actively promoting emergency contraception, the day after pill. It is not an abortion pill because it works to prevent either an egg from being there or from implanting in the woman's body. It's safe. I think any woman should be able to get it over the counter. And we have chemical abortion, RU486, safer for the woman, don't need surgical procedures, takes place much earlier in the pregnancy. Push those options hard. You won't have this terrible situation of people like Gosnell doing horrific things too late in the pregnancy.
In particular, the emergency, the so-called day-after pills, which don't abort a pregnancy. They just never don't allow it to happen in the first place. But what are the other ethical questions raised for you here? The grand jury said the Pennsylvania Department of Health didn't inspect the clinics. Hospitals may have fallen down in their role. What are some other questions raised for you?
Well, clearly, some people who had a bad experience with this guy wound up in the hospital. No one reported them to the health authorities. That's unacceptable. It's really a dereliction of duty to see a botched abortion, come to your emergency room and not say anything. The people charged with inspecting clinics, they couldn't have visited this one because it wouldn't have lasted a day. That's letting down the protection of the public health. So we need to both understand our duties when someone comes and it looks like they've been harmed at the hands of a quack and a butcher. And we also have to have tougher inspection of all facilities and clinics.
Well, and abortion opponents are saying that another ethical issue is how this story was covered. They say the mainstream media did not cover the story as much as it should have, and they say it's because the mainstream media didn't like the message it sent out about abortion. Again, this backroom butcher. We know we covered it when it was when it first happened. We didn't cover the trial. In our case, that had to do with breaking news in this area that it just didn't allow for that. But just very briefly, Art, your thoughts on that accusation?
Well, whatever the sins of the past, we know from the coverage of this verdict that they've been made up for. It's certainly getting headlines now. But I think that there's some truth in it, but mm-hmm. The real problem is this was a fringe guy in a fringe clinic. It's hard to make him, it's hard to see that he's really a big story because he was so off the mark.
That's ethicist Art Kaplan helping us as we await the verdict. The verdict has apparently been reached in the case of West Philadelphia abortion provider Kermit Gosnell. It is imminent, so stay tuned to the station to hear it. Meanwhile, Art Kaplan, head of bioethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center, thanks as always for helping us take a look at it. Thank you. We'll be back in a minute, here and now.